Maternal deprivation was initially seen by Bowlby in terms of separation experiences. And one of the things that came out of the review that I did was that although that may be a part of it, it actually isn't the key thing, that one needs to think about deprivation in terms of either a disruption of a relationship or an interference with the functioning of that relationship and not simply with separation. And so one of the things we did early on was to look at whether the effects on the risk of mental disorder were the same for parental divorce and parental death. And interestingly, the effects are much stronger on divorce than on death. So death is, as it were, a much more permanent separation, obviously, but did not involve the conflict and discord that seems to be the key driving factor. I agreed with Bowlby more than I disagreed, but I did disagree on several key things. The first was the notion that separation was the key thing, and he came actually round to my view on that, partly as a result of his own study of children admitted to TB sanatoria and who are separated. The other was the focus on there being just one attachment, whereas I think the epidemiological evidence indicates that most children form multiple attachments. Now, it's not to say that the main attachment isn't particularly important, but it is to say that the norm is several. And it is probably adaptive to have more than one. There's a wonderful book looking at this called Kith, Kin and Hired Hands, which is making the point that throughout history and across all societies, it is very unusual not to have people other than the mother involved in the care of the children, sometimes done this way and sometimes that way. And that I also differed in that it seemed to me psychoanalytic theory was completely hopeless in dealing with this. Bowlby initially gave a lot of credit to psychoanalysis, but his theories on attachment were greeted with extreme hostility of a personal kind. And later in his last book in 1988, he said that psychoanalysis was never more wrong than in its theory of development. So that he and I were actually pretty close together. He laid emphasis on the value of psychoanalysis in forcing one to think about feelings, and I'd agree with that, but he agreed with me in the end that the specifics of that were just totally wrong.